So let's review. Zok the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing a case of four sets of sisters. There were two sisters, Dina and Yecheved, who shared the same mother, Leah. Yecheved had another sister, Sarah, who shared the same father, Chetzron. Sarah had another sister, Rivka, who shared the same mother, Keturah. Rivka had a sister, Milcah, who shared the same father, Bisuel. Levi marries Milcah and then traveled abroad without her. Amrulai, Mesa Ishtacha Venasa Achesa Mevia. Levi is told that Milcah died. So he marries Rivka, who is Milcah's sister of one father, Bisuel. This is permitted since the Yisra Achais Ishtai only applies while she is alive. Mesa Venasa Achesa Meima. Then Levi is told that Rivka died, so he marries Sarah, Rivka's sister of one mother, Keturah. Mesa Venasa Achesa Mevia. Then Levi is told that Sarah died, so he marries Yecheved, Sarah's sister of one father, Chetzron. Mesa Venasa Achesa Meima. Then Levi is told that Yecheved died, so he marries Dina, Yecheved's sister of one mother, Leah. Later it turns out that all these women are actually alive. The halacha is that his first wife Milcah, his third wife Sarah, and his fifth wife Dina are rightfully married to him, because they're not sisters in any form. Therefore, if Levi dies without children and his brother performed Yibam or Chalitza with any of these three wives, it is effective, and the other wives are released from their zika. However, Levi's second wife, Rivka, and his fourth wife, Yecheved, were never legitimately married. This is because Rivka was a sister to the first wife, Milcah, sharing the same father, Bisuel. Yecheved was a sister to the third wife, Sarah, sharing the same father, Chetzron. Therefore, if Levi dies without children and his brother performed Yibam or Chalitza with any one of these two women, it is not effective because their marriage was invalid. However, if in fact Levi's first wife Milcah actually died, but the other wives were all alive, the halacha would be as follows. The second wife Rivka and the fourth wife Yecheved are rightfully married to Levi, because Levi only married Rivka after the death of her sister Milcah, which is permitted. Yecheved is not a sister to Rivka, therefore, her marriage is valid. However, Levi's third wife, Sarah, and his fifth wife, Dina, were never legitimately married. This is because Sarah is a sister to the second wife, Rivka, sharing their mother, Keturah. Dina was a sister to the fourth wife, Yecheved, sharing the same mother, Leah. The Mishnah continues. Ben Tesha Shana V'yem Echad Hu Paisel Al Dei Achad. The actions of a ben tes, a 9-year-old boy, disqualify a yavama to the remaining brothers. V'ha'achen paisen al yadai, and the actions of achen gedolim, mature brothers, disqualify the yavama to the ben tes. However, there's a difference. Hu paisel tchila. A ben tes can only disqualify when he performs the initial action. V'ha'achen paisen tchila b'seif, however, achen gedolim disqualify even through a subsequent action. The Mishnah explains, Keitzad ben tesha shanav yem echad shabal yavimtoi, Pasal de Achen. If a ben tes performed bia with the yavama, she becomes disqualified to his brothers. Bola Achen if also ba maimer nasnu ger eichaltzu paisim al yadai. If an ach gadol subsequently either performed bia, gave a maimer, a ger or chalitza, she becomes disqualified to the ben tes. The Gemara says, maimer tchila pasal b'seif le pasal. The maimer of a ben tes disqualifies only if he did it first, but does not disqualify if he did it after an older brother. However, bia pasal afil b'seif, the bia of a ben tes disqualifies even if done later. Amar Shmuel, yesh lo get. Shmuel says a ben tes who gave a get pasal disqualifies the yavama. However, isle v'zuter. Although the get of a ben tes is effective, it is weaker than the get of an older brother regarding the following. The Reb Gamliel de Amar in get achar get. According to Reb Gamliel that in get achar get, a second get is not effective, that is only in the case of gadol achar gadol, v'katan achar katan, where the second get is equivalent to the first get. Aval gadol achar katan mahani, however, when the first get was only of a ben tes, the subsequent get of a gadol is effective. The Rabbanan de Amr yesh get achar get, and according to Rabbanan that yesh get achar get, a second get is effective, that is only in the case of begadol achar gadol, v'katan achar katan, where the second get was equivalent to the first get. However, when the first get was a gadol, the subsequent get of a ben tes is not effective. Zok the Mishnah, Ben tes shana b'yemechad sheba al yevimtoi, v'achkech ba leha achim, shu ben tes shana b'yemechad, a 9-year-old performed bia with the Yavama, and his 9-year-old brother subsequently performed bia with her. Pais la yadai. The Tanakhama says she is disqualified to the first brother because asu bias ben tes kamayma b'gadol. The bia of a 9-year-old is the equivalent of a maimer of a gadol. And the Tanakhama holds yesh maimer acha maimer. A second maimer is also effective. Therefore, since the second brother must give a get to remove his maimer, we say, kibin shalei bano, shub lo yivna, and she becomes disqualified to all brothers. Reb Shimon disagrees and says that she is not disqualified to the first brother because Reb Shimon holds ein maimer acha maimer. A second maimer is not effective. Therefore, since the second brother does not give a get, she is permitted to the first brother. The Mishnah continues, Ben tes shana v'yemechad shebal yevimtoi v'ach kach bal tzarasa. A 9-year-old performed bia with the Yavama, and he subsequently performed bia with her tzara. Paisel ade atzmoi. Both the Yavama and the tzara are disqualified to him. The Yavama is disqualified because yesh maimer acha maimer. A second maimer is also effective. Therefore, since he must give a get to remove his maimer from the tzara, we say kivin shalei bana shub lo yivna. The tzara is disqualified because since he really gave maimer to the Yavama, we say bayis echad ubayna vein bayna beis batim. Reb Shimon Omer loy paisel. Reb Shimon holds that the first one is not disqualified to him because ein maimer acha maimer. Zok the Mishnah. Bas tes shana b'yem echad shabal yevimtei v'mes. A 9-year-old performed bia with the Yavama, and he subsequently died. Chaylat says, v'loy misabemes. She is disqualified for Yibam, and must receive chalitza from his brother. Since bias ben tes kemaimer gadol, his bia is only a maimer, therefore the zika of her initial husband remains. And we say, mi sheyesh aleha zikas yavam echad, v'loy sheyesh zika shnei yavamen. Nasa isha v'mes. A 9-year-old married a woman and they subsequently died. Had raised upatura. She is exempt from mitzvah yibam because a 9-year-old is ineligible for kedushin and they were never legitimately married. Ben tes shana b'yemechad shebal yevimtoi. A 9-year-old performed bia with the yavama. Umishahigdil nasa isha acheres v'mes. When he matured, he married another woman and he subsequently died. Im lo yoda es rishonu mishahigdil. If he did not cohabit with his first wife the yavama after maturity, the first wife is disqualified for Yibim and must receive chalitza from his brother, because since he only performed bia while he was a katan, the zika of the initial brother remains, and we say, however, the second wife is eligible for either chalitza or Yibim because she is a regular, legitimate wife. Shimon holds that a brother may perform Yibum with either wife and give chalitza to the remaining wife because Reb Shimon disagrees with Misha Yeshala Zikas Yav Mechad Veloy Shala Zikas Neyavman. Therefore, the Yavama is also eligible for Yibum. Mishnah concludes Echad Shu Ben Teshon Abiyim Echad, the Echad Shu Ben Esrim Shalahavi Shtei Cyrus. The halachas of a Ben Tes are also applicable to a 20-year-old who has not matured. They're both considered ketanim, minors, hadran alach ha'isha rabbah.